Holy freaking cow, you found the Jopy Cast! Welcome, listeners. This is episode 2 of the Jopy Cast for the week of January 8th, 2006. I'm your host, Joe Fitzpatrick, or as my friends call me, Jopy! The Jopy Cast is a weekly podcast that looks at the local music scene of Western Mass. I'd like to start off by sending out a big thank you to all of you who have signed on to be future guests of the show. Look for Brooks Williams, The Blue Vagrants, Split Shift, The Drunk Stuntman, The Fonz, and possibly even you on a future show. Be sure to email me at jopycast@gmail.com if you would like to be a guest or if you know of a band or musician who might want to join us. This week we are very lucky to have singer-songwriter Celia, who will be performing live here at Jopy Studios a little later in the show. And now for my weekly rant. You don't need an iPod to hear a podcast. I've been trying to spread the word about the Jopy Cast, and when I ask folks if they've checked out podcasts yet, 9 out of 10 times I hear, "I don't have an iPod." Well, people, you don't need an iPod to hear a podcast. If you're listening to this show, you probably already know that. But let's try to educate the non-tech public about this cool new resource. Maybe explain to friends and family that podcasts are just MP3 files and can be played back right through your web browser. I guess it's the term pod in podcast that makes it so confusing. Thanks a lot, Apple. And believe me, I love Apple computers. I just don't like misinformation. Okay, rant done. It's time for the cool internet site of the week. This week's site, MySpace.com. Now, most of you probably already know about MySpace. It's hugely popular. There's even a music section. MySpace is a website where you can post a page about yourself or your band, post up to 4 songs with reasonable sound quality, list gigs, have a blog, post pictures, and here's the best part, it's totally free. They also have a cool friends feature where you can add people as your friends and set up a network of people. Friends can leave comments and pictures and even comment on your blog entries. My gripes? It can be so slow at times, and there seems to be a lot of young people on there playing some kind of popularity contest. I mean, come on, who has 4,000 friends? But it's another presence you or your band can have on the web for free. I have a MySpace page for the Jopy Cast. The URL is www.myspace.com/jopycast. There will be a link to my MySpace page in the show notes. And the show notes can be found at jopy.blogspot.com. And now a request. In my future shows, I'd like to have a segment called Gig Finder. If you are a musician or band looking for a musician or band to hook up with, please email me at jopycast@gmail.com. I will then announce them here on a future show. And speaking of Gmail, I still have a few Gmail invites if anyone needs one. Send me a line at jopycast@gmail.com. Gmail is a web-based email client offered by Google. It allows you to search emails and offers up to 2 gigs of storage. That's huge. I actually use it as a backup for my important files. I just send an email to myself with an attachment. Pretty freaking cool. Well, folks, that brings us to our local music spotlight. This week we are fortunate to have on as our guest singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist Celia. Thanks for coming, Celia.
Sure.
Celia and her jazz trio will be performing live right here in Jopy Studios. But first, Celia, tell our listeners, where did it all begin?
Oh, I was born in Vermont, and then we moved to England when I was a little kid.
And how long did you live there?
9 years.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Through elementary school?
Right. I got taken out of public school when I was 14, but yeah, all the way through elementary school, and they call it different over there. But.
And when you returned to the States, where did you move to?
I actually was sent back to Missouri.
Ah.
Yeah. We won't go into that.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't really matter, but...
And was it in Missouri that you showed your first interest in music?
Well, my musical beginnings started earlier.
Oh.
Yeah, really, when we were still in Vermont, because we were spending a lot of time in Pentecost churches and stuff, Pentecostal churches.
Okay.
And we started we were always listening to gospel like Andre Crouch, stuff like that. Yeah. Check out that track, Andre Crouch. It's called Take Me Back. Well, I'm just saying, so that's where I come from. And but I ended up in Missouri for the first 4 years of being, 6 years of being back in the States. And so I started checking out all this folk stuff and bluegrass stuff. And ultimately, we won't go into the whole long thing, but, so finally, like 5 years later, when I had made it out to the East Coast, my first album was much more, very folk influenced. I was playing guitar and piano for it. And you can check out this track off of my first album, which was While They Watching. It's called Man at the Pulpit.
Sunday morning and evening, when you say goodnight, you pack the kids in the car, and you and Mom would fight. Still, when we get there, we pray and we sing. We'd all file out and the church bells would ring. Daddy, don't leave. Daddy, don't leave. Don't leave me here alone.
So that album there, you were playing and singing everything yourself?
Yeah, I had someone on harmonica. Elric Walker was on harmonica, and Ken LaRoche actually was playing keys on a couple tunes. But I was, pretty protective about my stuff back then. I wouldn't work with anyone.
Uh-huh. And since then, have you worked with some people you can tell us about?
Yes. Then it got good, because then I started working with a guy named Bruce Knowlton, who's from Pittsfield, and we actually started writing a handful of songs. Actually, that came after working with Peter Jones, and we used to go around and do stuff, and we wrote one song together, which is on my next album, Break. Anyway, so working with Bruce, then I got Robbie Beyer, who's up at Soul Tube in the Berkshires, to produce my second album. I'd actually asked him to do the first, but he didn't have time. So that's what led me into you know, my next album.
Celia, can you tell me something about your influences?
Oh, yeah. you know, I grew up on Stevie and Wonder, and wishing I could be Stevie Wonder female version. But it hasn't happened, but, you know, definitely he's in there. And then actually my sister, you know, got me listening to Nina Simone and, you know, so Aretha, Chaka Khan, all that stuff. So, you know, but I don't know, whatever I'm trying to do kind of morphed into Break, which, you know, most of those tunes have this soul R&B-ish vibe with Robbie Byers' production, which is very pop kind of rock kind of stuff.
Yeah, it seems like a big departure from what you've done prior to that.
And the thing is, that's really what I was supposed to be doing all along. Well,
hopefully you have it. Can we listen to a little of that?
Okay, listen to number two, Like You, on Break, which is really what got most of the airplay after I released the album.
So anybody like you around? So anybody like you around? Do you think she mind for spending these moments with you just to see what it is about you that comforts me? I'm in my bed alone, all crone, wake up crying, can't deal with this empty space.
So you released Break.
I released Break, started working with some folks, and which eventually resulted in me working with Joe Boyle on guitar and Chris Ryan drums, John O'Boyle on bass. And so a lot of, you know, I've been working in different scenarios and doing different kinds of things with people so that this song, You Make Me High, which actually made it into a indie film festival in a certain film called Home, but made it into a couple different festivals. The film did. Chris Ryan, who is also DJ Elements, did a remix, so we can listen to that because it's kind of cool.
You make me high. You make me high. You make me high.
Really, and maybe a little closer to heart. It's very blues, kind of jazz oriented. Actually, the bass player Dan Goitin could probably describe it a bit better, couldn't you, Dan?
Like sort of early pre-commercial jazz, kind of like a little bit sort of after ragtime, a little more swing, but not as much production and not as many notes. It was a certain sparsity to it that makes it feel really fresh now, especially given the quality of Celia's voice.
And now for a very special treat, we actually are going to hear Celia's group play live in the studios here. What are we going to listen to?
We're going to listen to Sister, which is written by Quincy Jones for The Color Purple, and Matt Hirsch was on keys and Dan Goitin's on bass. Working on this stuff right now, and this other tune we're doing is a Nina Simone tune, and actually I used to do it with Ken LaRoche, who's another person I worked with when I started, you know, sharing a bit more my music, and I like to put a little good heart out right now because he's actually in the hospital right now, so I'm hoping he's all right, and this is for Ken. Yeah. One little sugar,
in my bow. I want sweetness down in my soul. I could stand some loving, oh so bad. I feel so funny, feel so sad. I want some steam on my clothes. Maybe I'll fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on and save my soul. Give me some sugar in my bowl. Some sugar in my bowl. I want some steam on my clothes. Maybe I'll fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on and save my soul. Give me some sugar in my bowl.
Yeah, so, you know, working with this group, I actually was having coffee on the street with my drummer of my other band, and he was, like, saying, because I said my bass player, meaning Dan Goitein, and he was like, well, your other bass player isn't going to be very happy about that, who's in my originals band. Anyway, but I don't think it's confusing at all, and it's nice to have two projects going on, and but some other stuff I'm doing also is, I wrote a song with this guy over on the West Coast. I haven't even met him. That's kind of cool. And then I've got a few tracks that I'd like to put out of originals again. You know, maybe with Robbie. Well, actually, he did produce some of these. Here's a rough track, like, that you could hear that I'm hoping to put out at some point when somebody gives me a lot of money. But it's called If You Could Hear Me. It's one of the ones that we do live.
You can hear me, I would. You can
Actually started sort of looking at music with Matt Hersler several years ago, but we never really did anything. So this has been the first opportunity to really work with him. And Dan kind of knitted it together, Dan Goitin. And you can check him out every Friday at the basement with his jazz situation. Right, Matt?
Yep.
So this is I Won't Grow Up from Peter Pan.
One, two, three, four. Go to school just to learn to be puppet and recite some silly rule. If growing up means it would be beneath my dignity to climb a tree, I won't grow up, won't grow up, never gonna grow up, not me. In the middle of July, and if it means I must prepare to shoulder burdens with the worldly air, I won't grow up, won't grow up, never gonna grow up. So there, I'm never gonna be a man. I won't. I like to see somebody.
Well, I want to thank you so much, all of you, for coming on the show today. And where can people go and get more information about your music or any shows coming up?
It's at celiasongs.com, CELIASONGS.com. And my other band's playing in February at Toad in Cambridge, Mass, February 22nd. And as for us, Matt and Dan and I, we're just gearing up. So you can just check the site for that, too.
Matt Hirschler, Dan Goitein, and Celia, thank you so much for joining me on my podcast. All right, that music means it's time to check out some shows that are going on this week. Thursday, January 12th, Prime Volta will be at Geraldine's. On Friday, January 13th, Amity Front is at Bishop's. The Thungs, Fifth Pocket, Space Captain, and Prescription America will all be at the 11s. Also on Friday the 13th, Cheryl Wheeler is at the Iron Horse, and Aquanet will be spritzing it up at Geraldine's. On Saturday, January 14th, I'll be playing with Satinwood at the Iron Horse. I believe that's a 7 o'clock show. Afterwards, go on over and see the Equalites at Bishop's. And or check out Justice League at the 11s. Oh, and the Shenanigans will be there with Justice League. At Pearl Street, they'll be continuing with their Big Battle Night 3. John Sheldon is at the Route 63 Roadhouse. On Sunday, January 15th, Savoy Brown's Kim Simmons plays Unplugged at the Iron Horse. On Monday, on every Monday, January 16th, Ed Vattis is at Bishop's. Ed is now inviting people to come down for the first and second set and sit in with him, so check that out. Lord Russ with KDF at the 11s doing, I believe, live karaoke. And it's Americana open mic at the Basement. That's all on Monday, January 16th. All right, and once again, I'd like to thank Matt Hirschler, Dan Goitein, and especially Celia for coming on the show and making my podcast special this week. Keep those emails coming, jopeycast@gmail.com. You can go to jopey.com, jopey.com, and find all the links. You can find links to the show notes, links to MySpace, Celia's website, and more. Thanks again for listening. Smell you later.